Pakistanis are increasingly upset by the slow pace of international aid. They're especially frustrated by the lack of assistance from other Muslim countries. Saudi Arabia has been singled out. While Saudi King Abdullah has personally donated more than $5 million, it's a fraction of what he might spend. One woman in Los Angeles got a firsthand look at the Saudi ruling family's immense wealth, as Alex Galifant reports.
Jane Amelia Larson is an actor and producer based in Los Angeles. A few years back, she was trying to get a handful of movie scripts made. They all fell through. Larson found herself badly in debt and badly in need of work. She found it, thanks to a friend.
He said they sometimes hire women, specifically to drive the women.
The job was as a chauffeur for Saudi royals visiting Beverly Hills.
This was a small family, a family of seven, but they had an entourage of almost 50 people. That included all kinds of cooks and servants and physical therapists and psychiatrists and doctors and even a royal hairdresser. So the very first day, the training session, we were told how to handle problems, how to address them. You have to say, "Your Highness." Always be deferential, look down.
Larson says most of her time was spent driving the Saudi women across L.A. to appointments with plastic surgeons or on shopping trips. Sometimes she'd be asked to run errands.
Picking up things that they wanted that they couldn't find. The very end of the job, I was called out to get 60 bras that they fell in love with.
Larson's time as a chauffeur lasted 7 weeks. During that time, she got to know one of the chaperones, a stern and imposing woman from Lebanon who was responsible for one of the young princesses in the family.
She explained to me how important it was to protect her honor, so that she could have an easy life with the family. If there was any compromise, accidental or not, it really jeopardized that young girl's future. I didn't understand this at first. For us, you make a mistake, it's not a big deal. Your dad says, honey, don't do it again. That's not what happens in these families. The girls have to be very careful that they do no injustice to their honor, or they will pay for it.
Jane Amelia Larson didn't like much of what she saw driving the Saudis in Los Angeles. In particular, she says the servants weren't treated fairly. But she admits she became kind of complicit in the Saudis' way of life, not least because there was the prospect of a large tip, possibly thousands of dollars, at the end of the job.
I became very deferential and subservient and accommodating in a way that when I look back on it now, it upsets me, it makes me cringe a little bit. But I have a choice. I could have left, and I did not do that. And I wish in some ways that I had.
Jane Amelia Larson is telling the full story of her time driving the Saudis on stage at the New York Fringe Festival. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.